Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Cook, and with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, often people ask me, how can they enjoy astronomy or the night sky, or how can they find out more about it? And well, there's plenty of ways, and I'm going to talk about two of them. And I'm here with Wendy Vermeulen. Good afternoon, Wendy.
Good afternoon, Ketchel.
And now, Wendy is the Secretary of the Astronomy Society, so we're going to talk about how you may find out more about the Astronomy Society, but also, I have to say that we are actually now located in the planetarium, and we've just enjoyed a really nice show called Infinity Express. Did you enjoy it?
Oh, very much. It was wonderful.
Yeah, it's very colourful, isn't it? You get sort of bombarded with colour.
It's wonderful for young people and children, I think.
Yeah, I think anyone can enjoy it. It was just terrific. Anyway, here we are. Despite the fact that it's a beautiful Sunday afternoon, we decided to come to the planetarium. But now another way to enjoy the night sky is to go look at the moon. And you're going to tell us something about what's happening tomorrow night on the 20th of October when it's International Observe the Moon Night. Tell us something about it, Wendy.
Well, Ketchel, our astronomy group has a public outreach every month at the B&A waterfront, and tomorrow coincides with International Observe the Moon Night, so we're going to be particularly focusing on the moon, and we'll be located near the Denanka restaurant near the pier here.
And is this an international initiative? This International Observe the Moon, so people all over the world will be looking at the moon?
Yes, it was started by NASA and it's been in operation since 2010, and currently there are sort of over 550 organizations have registered that they'll be participating.
So people can go along to the waterfront tomorrow, and what time should they go?
Well, we start setting up at 3 in the afternoon and we watch the sun for a bit through special filters, and we'll be going on till about 9 or 10 in the evening.
That's wonderful. And I remember the last time we had a lunar eclipse, that was very busy in the waterfront, wasn't it?
I believe so. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to be there, but I believe there were several thousand people came.
And are you going to be there tomorrow night?
I will be there tomorrow.
With your telescope?
Yes.
Now, about the Astronomy Society. The Astronomy Society meets, well, not every Wednesday, but definitely the second Wednesday of every month, isn't that right, in the observatory?
That's correct. We're in the what's called the auditorium in the observatory, which is next door to the River Club in Observatory.
And we have speakers, and we also do outreach events, and we go to star parties and have lots of activities. So if people are interested in, for example, getting hold of a telescope, it's a good place to find people who know about how to build telescopes or how to get hold of telescopes. And so if people want to join the society, what should they do, Wendy?
Either they can come to one of our meetings or they can email us at capecentre@gmail.com and I will reply to you and give you all the information.
So that's Cape Centre, and that's C-E-N-T-R-E. That's the British spelling, the
that's
English
right.
spelling. Yes. And it's called the Cape Centre because it's the Western Cape Centre of the Astronomy Society of Southern Africa, or the Cape Town Centre, I should say, because Hermanus have got one as well, haven't
they? That's right, yes. It's actually where amateur astronomy started, was at the Cape Centre.
And if people want to come along on the open nights at the observatory, they're the second and fourth Saturdays of every month. Again, there's a speaker and you get a chance to look around the observatory and look through some telescopes, and some of the members of the Astronomy Society will be there. It's the second and fourth Saturdays of every month at the observatory. So plenty of ways you can find out more about astronomy and get involved. But if you like, come along tomorrow to the waterfront, to near Denanka, did you say?
Yes, there's a sort of chessboard on the paving. We're set up near the chessboard.
Right, so you're very welcome to come and have a look at the moon through our telescopes. And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham and Wendy Vermeulen wishing us a beautiful, dark, clear night for tomorrow.